Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we hear the divine messages that are coming to us for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And at this point, I always tell you it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love. But my computer's a little slower than I'm talking, so it'll be just a few more seconds, and then you'll get to learn all about the magical DC love. Okay, let's click on her now.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, DC.
Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. It's an honor to be here with you today. A little bit about me. I've had such a crazy journey, and as I tell you about myself, if you haven't, you know, joined us before, you're going to see that I really do resonate with crazy. My journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, sugar cookies with sprinkles to be exact, my cell phone texting me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side, and then spirit was sitting on me. So this all happened because I did not pay attention to the little nudges. So please, if spirit is trying to connect with you and you're getting little nudges, listen to them. It's so much easier. It really, truly is. All of the crazy stuff happened so suddenly. It was unexpected, but it did change the course of my life forever. And since that time, I've never looked back. And we have little Jackson here running around. Hi, Jackson.
Hi.
He's always excited, Barbara, when we have Morning with Jesus. So I did have a background in law enforcement. I've hung up my 357. And as I say that, I try not to laugh because Joan is saying, yeah, folks, she hung it up, but it's here if she needs it. So watch out. But I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan first connected with me while she was in a coma, and at that time, she actually threatened me. But believe it or not, we still have been together since that time. It's kind of crazy. It took me a while to realize that, you know, the connection I have with Joan is truly divine. She's left a door open. Those from the other side walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also gives me the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal. It's been crazy. But I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so glad that I have the ability to connect with people via our blog talk shows as well. It gives me another opportunity to bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. I'm here to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love. And I have to say, Barbara, Ginger, she's here. She's excited for our show this morning. We connected with a woman, and we did our reading before the show. And I got done with the reading, and the lady said, can I ask one question? I said, well, sure. She said, who's Ginger? I'm like, what do you mean, who's Ginger? Because Ginger's saying, what do you mean, who's Ginger? I said, well, she's, you know, she was my furry angel that accompanied me on my journey. And she said, oh, your dog? I said, she does not like to be called a dog. She just happened to be a human with fur. So I just found that it was, like, so funny because I just, you know, from people, like, you know, reading my posts and everything, I just assumed everybody knew who she was. So when she advertised the show this morning, she put her picture up there to show everyone who she is, Barbara.
Wonderful. Oh, all right. Well, let's see. Who am I today? That's a good question. It seems like every day I'm someone different or something's changed and I'm becoming more. And that's the way life has been to me. Okay, I am the divinely activated anointed, appointed, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I remember it all, yay! I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I am one of those people who is always looking to understand, always looking to understand who I am, where I came from, what is life about, what dictates what my life is as opposed to anybody else's life. And this has led me to read tons, thousands of books, literally thousands of books, and to have conversations with my guides over the last 15 years as I've been channeling. And I have all of these wonderful conversations with them, asking them, you know, who am I? What is this? And why do I do this? And why can't I do this? And why was like my favorite word for the first 5 years of connecting with them. And they finally just said to me, it's your choice. And no matter what you choose, we will love you. And that was a turning point for me, because then I didn't have to come from my logical brain. I didn't have to know why. I started to trust. I started to feel. And I help people now with opening up to that trust, to that love, to that truth, to that essence of who they are. Because that's what I'm doing with me. And sometimes the changes that you make don't seem that big, but they are. This morning I was realizing that now when I think about money, I smile. And before, when I thought about money, it was always, okay, am I going to have enough money? Where am I going to get money from? You know, money just doesn't seem to flow in my life. Money is a problem. And all of that is gone now, because I'm beginning to accept that I am in the flow. I am in the flow of everything that I desire. And there's absolutely no reason why what I desire doesn't come into my life. And I'm opening up more and more to allowing myself to create and to manifest all of my desires quickly and easily and gracefully. And that's a completely different way of being from the way that I was even 6 months ago. So this is my journey to discovering myself, and I help other people to discover themselves too. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be me. And that sounds simple, but that's also extremely profound. So if you want to learn more about me and what I do, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there, and there's some healing work you can do on yourself. Because this is about you learning to be you, opening up to being you, to truly loving you. Because you are the most important person in your own life. Okay, DC, let's hear some messages. So what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, I was on mute because the first part of your message, when you were saying why, Ginger said, yeah, Ma. And then when you guys connected, again, she said, why.
And now I say, thank you.
Yeah, and Ginger was rolling around laughing so hard. She was saying, and I said, I know. I agree totally, Ginger. But I'm so blessed that you stuck around through my craziness, Barbara. You know, and I'm just so blessed to have you in my life. Thank you. And today, of course, as we know, is a new day. And I've got a beautiful prayer written by Kelly Jenkins entitled, Today is a New Day. Today is a new day. It's a new day for new beginnings, new messages, new insights. As I begin this new day, I call upon the angels to surround me with light and love, allowing me to open and to see and feel the beauty around me. Help me spread kindness to all those I encounter today. Allow that kindness to radiate out like a candle in a mirror, reflecting and reaching out to all parts of the universe, connecting all people together as one. Let people see one another despite any differences for the beauty in their souls. Let judgments, hurts, and animosity fall away and be replaced with love and compassion. Let us come together to live in a world of peace and joy. In the end, only kindness matters. So let it begin with me on this new day, and so it is. So I just felt that was a beautiful little prayer to start off our show. And I have a message now from Mother Mary. Greetings, beloved children. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. Love is all there is. Each of you are children of God, and you are perfectly created. Open your heart and allow love to guide you. This beautiful divine energy has the power to change everything. You were created from love. It is time now to connect once again and bring humanity together. Radiate love outwards to all you meet. See yourself through the eyes of love, as well as your fellow man. There is no need for separation. Guide your brothers and your sisters to realize the truth within themselves. Help others to see the miracles that love can bring. Be an answer to someone's prayers. You, beloveds, are an extension of my love. Help to create a shift with the divine infinite energy and remove all limitations. And let go of all that is holding you back. Simply allow your higher self to step forward. Raise your frequency and return to your true state. You hold within you unlimited potential. As you ascend, help others to become one in love. Each of you have the ability to bring so much love and light into this world right now. And each of you are so needed. Please, do not hesitate to bring hope where there is fear. Within your loving heart comes my motherly love. Everything you need, beloveds, is within you. Allow me to continue to work through each of you and help you to expand and awaken and receive all that is needed to manifest an abundant life. I am with you every step of the way, and life holds for you more than you have ever dreamed. Beloved children, as you expand your consciousness, you align and become one with divine love. Trust yourself and continue forward on your journey. Open your heart to all the possibilities that surround you. You are meant to live a happy, joyful life that is filled with abundance. And my love is always with you. I love you, Mother Mary. And those are my messages for today, Barbara.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And now we will see what Jesus wants to say right now. My beloved ones, you are coming into your power. And believe it or not, your power is love. This is one of the reasons why we are always encouraging you to love, to be loved, to accept love, because love is powerful. Love is the creative energy that creates everything. Love is so much more than the simple, sappy emotions that you have been taught that it was. Divine love is eternal. It is powerful. There is nothing that is impossible to love. And as you open up more and more to this divine love, the divine love that is you, because you are created from this divine love, the more you are coming into your power, into your glory, into your realization of yourself. And that is the most profound and phenomenal experience that you can have. You came into these human bodies to expand your own experience of life. You did not stop being divine when you became human. You are still divine. You always will be. Open up to that divine love. Let that love guide you. Let it make the changes in your life and create the life that you desire. Let it help you to accept you, to truly and fully accept yourself. It changes everything. And we encourage you to open your heart more and more and more to love, to yourself, to your purpose. This is about you truly being you. You are love. You are love. You are love. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so, so much.
My pleasure. Okay, now we've come to the part of the show where people can ask questions. And we have no callers, so.
My goodness, isn't that crazy? It's just a crazy kind of day today, Barbara, and it started off crazy for me as well, so.
Well, we never know where we're going to go from here. Last time I said we had no callers, and we ended up having 2 hours of show, so.
Yeah, so we'll just see for a second. I think, like you said, it's just a weird kind of day. I don't know. It's just weird. So I ended up getting up very early this morning, and I had to do a few things prior to the show. I mean, I had a very long day already, and it just started. But I'm so blessed to be here. I'm glad that everything worked out and I am here because I truly, you know, I love connecting and helping others. It's just amazing.
And I do too. And I'm not sure my computer is okay. Now my computer is completely gone away from Bob. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I have Archangel Raphael coming in, so anyone listening in the archives, Archangel Raphael can help you with healing. As we know, he helps those that need healing. He helps those that are healers, and he can also help with relationships. He might not be the first angel that you think of when you think of love. You may think of Archangel Samuel, but Archangel Raphael does help in that department too. He's also, you know, there to help you with knowledge, to help you to clear away any stress or fear that you're having. So he's, you know, he's there for quite a number of things. And a great way to, you know, have his assistance is maybe you're going to the dentist. I mean, I don't find that to be one of my favorite things to do, Barbara, you know. Or you're going to, like, anywhere, you know, and invite him along with you. Okay, he'll help you, and, you know, he'll help you to just feel better and to feel a little bit more comfortable during the process. If you're going somewhere and you really need help speaking your truth, invite him in. He's going to be there as well. So I know there's a lot of fear with people when they go to the doctor or the dentist, and why not have a good friend along? I can't think of a better friend than Archangel Raphael. And, of course, Archangel Michael is stepping forward, and he's saying, you know, I'll be there, too, to give you the courage you need, the strength to go through this, and I'll just give you some, you know, gentle guidance, and you'll be okay. So those are two beautiful archangels to call upon that we probably don't, you know, really think about calling upon throughout our day. So So they just wanted to step forward and say hello to everybody while they had the opportunity.
Wonderful. And I also work with both of those, so both of them.
Beautiful.
And they really are wonderful, and they have a wonderful sense of humor, too. Okay, we have a caller with their hand up. Yay!
Very good.
Okay, our caller is from area code 607. Okay, computer. Area code 607, are you there? Okay. I clicked on the thing to bring them in, and the button disappeared.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so let me refresh the
page. We're good, but we're not that good. We're not that good yet, Barbara.
I know. This is going to be one of those interesting computer days.
Yeah, and you know what? It's going to be okay. Take a deep breath and just let it go. Ginger's saying, breathe and let it go. The angels and ascended masters are around you, and they're going to help through all the chaos we're having right now. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh.
And I believe that. All is well.
Yes, all is well. So area code 607, we are working on bringing you in.
Oh, goodness. Okay, Ginger, Ginger's showing me something. I was just trying to see. Okay, she's trying to hand me something, and I can't figure out what it is. Okay. I believe she's handing me a piece of peridot. That's a beautiful, it's like sort of, to me, it looks like almost like a lime green crystal, Barbara. Some people like peridot jewelry, especially if you're an August baby. I think peridot would be the birthstone for that month. But peridot, like the crystal, like it doesn't look as pretty, of course, as the jewelry you may buy. But the crystal itself can help you face your own issues. If you need help with forgiving yourself, that would be a great crystal as well. Also, if there's anything blocking your path where you cannot achieve your goals, you know, this would be a nice crystal to take along with you. So Ginger's just showing me, you know,
hello,
a little bit of everything today. And she's saying, you know what, guys, if you don't have, like, peridot, don't worry about it, because clear quartz is like an all-around crystal. It's like, you know, one of them that you could use for really like anything that you're having issues with, okay? And clear crystal can actually help you with, you know, being a little bit more positive. And if we, you know, like those nice affirmations that help us to stay positive, when you hold clear crystal, it actually amplifies it, which is really nice. So,
well,
you know, think about positive and carrying that clear crystal. My goodness. It's a great way to, you know, start the day.
Okay. Now, is our person from area code 607 with us now?
Hello, I'm Nicole.
Yay!
Hello, oh, yes, you are.
We are so glad that you made it through. I'm still not getting my computer to work right, but hey, that's okay because you're here. So what can we do for you today?
So are you doing readings?
Yes, we do readings and healings and whatever it is we are guided to do. And some people have questions that they want answers to. So what's on your mind?
I was wondering where you see me next month.
Okay. Nicole, this is DC. I'm sure you're aware of free will, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so where would you like to be next month? The angels are asking you the question. Do you have any idea, you know, where you would like to be?
I'd like to stay right here, but I might have to move.
Okay. So have you asked, you know, like the divine, the angels, whomever you resonate with, to really, you know, help you to be where, you know, you're going to be for your highest and best good?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that always helps. If you ask for your highest and best, okay? Okay. So I'm trying to get a general idea of what they're showing me for you. Okay. The first thing I'm getting is, like, when you're focusing on that, I feel like a lot of stuff, like, within me, I'm getting, like, all these feelings, hon. That's why I asked you that question. Are you thinking about, like, your past? I know you're thinking about your future, but I feel like you're bringing memories from your past, like, into your future. So I don't know, you know, like, if you've moved maybe, you know, a couple times when you were younger. I don't know what it is, but I'm getting there's a lot of old memories within you, and I feel like, you know, they're not good memories, and it's sort of you may have pushed them down, and you really don't even realize it, hon. Okay? So do you have any old memories maybe of your dad? Because I'm getting, like, father figure.
Yeah, my dad wants to talk to me, but I'm not really talking to him. I don't really have, you know, I'm not hooked on the past or anything.
Okay, well, there's something from the past in regard to your dad. There's some kind of feeling is what I'm getting. You know, so that's why I asked you that question, because there's something coming up in regard to your dad. And, you know, there's a connection between the past, as we know, and the present and the future, okay? So you're holding on to something in regard to your dad, okay? And I'm getting, like, you need a healing, because right now you're not seeing the whole picture in regard to your question, okay? You've got a lot of anxiety. I'm just getting, like, there's a lot of anxiety around you, okay? So I don't know if you're feeling
anxiety over what I have to do with my landlord.
Okay, yeah, I see, like, anxiety, worry, you know, that, you know, like, at times it's overwhelming, because it's just, like, it's not, like, an easy fix. It's a little bit complex here, and it's sort of like you have to really look at it and you know, see if it's worth, like, giving all of this your energy. And the angels are saying, hun, just stay positive and things will work out. You've got to visualize, you know, where is it that you want to see yourself? You know, where would you, you know, if you want to stay there, you know, wherever you're going to be happy. But we've got to get rid of those, like, feelings from your dad, because that's sort of like blocking you from really doing anything, you know, and you're not able to even think clearly. Okay? We want to get rid of the anxiety. We want to get rid of the worry. And we want to get you, you know, back on track so you can make really good decisions. I feel like almost, like, your energy at times is like, you know, like you put something into a light socket, like a bobby pin, and you flew across the room. You've got such amazingly unsettling energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm getting, like, this situation that you feel is impossible will become possible. Because if you dissect the word, impossible says I'm possible. So good things can happen, okay? And I'm getting expect a positive outcome, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is going to be settled. It's going to be resolved. You've got to have faith. But you do need a little healing first so that you can have the right frame of mind to really, you know, go forward and really look at the situation. So if, you know, if that's okay with you, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and we're going to continue on with a little bit of healing.
All right.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Nicole. How this works is you repeat what I say, and you repeat it out loud. And this is talking to your innate body, which is a part of you that connects every other part. Out of you, so they are no longer running your life. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So repeat after me. Dear innate, even though I don't want to, I forgive my father.
Dear someone, even though I don't want to, I forgive my father.
And it's dear innate, I-N-N-A-T-E.
Innate, okay.
Okay. Dear innate, I forgive the wrong that my father has done to me.
Dear innate, I forgive the wrong my father has done to me.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for the wrong that I have done.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for the wrong I have done.
Dear innate, I release the need to be punished.
Dear innate, I release the need to be punished.
Dear innate, I see the good within me.
Dear innate, I see the good within me.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let it all go.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let it all go.
Don't you take a nice deep, deep breath and then just let it go. Okay, we're going to let go of some more stuff. So, dear innate, I release all of the anger.
Dear innate, I release all of the anger.
Dear innate, I release all of the worry.
Dear innate, I release all of the worry.
Dear innate, I release all of the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release all of the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take another nice deep breath. And just breathe out and let it go. Dear innate, even though I don't want to, I let it all go.
Dear innate, even though I don't want to, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I forgive my landlord.
Dear innate, I forgive my landlord.
Dear innate, I forgive the whole situation.
Dear innate, I forgive the whole situation.
Dear innate, I place it all into the hands of God.
Dear innate, I place it all into the hands of God.
Dear innate, I allow myself to see the solutions.
Dear innate, I allow myself to see the solutions.
Take a nice deep breath and just let go. How does that feel?
Good.
You are very tightly wound. You have all of this stuff that you've been winding around yourself for years and years and years. And so you are unwinding, and it'll probably take you a little while to really, really feel that you are letting it go. But you have started letting it go, so just notice how you feel. Notice what changes, okay?
All right.
All right, and feel free.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if I can... And once again, I click the button and the button is...
Yeah, the energy is a little different today.
Yeah, it is, definitely. All right. I don't know if I've muted Nicole or not.
Archangel Jophiel is coming in, Barbara, and helping you to just clear out all that old energy, you know? So...
Okay.
I'm laughing because maybe that's, you know, she's saying, you know, let go of what does, you know, what no longer serves you. You don't need all this heavy stuff dragging you down. She was talking to Ginger, so she's clearing out energy, I guess. Maybe around Blog Talk, you know. She sees at times how, you know, you struggle with the, you know, running the board, and it just sort of like knocks us off our center every now and then, just for a second or two, you know. So I'm laughing.
Okay. Well, let's go on to our next call, and I think this is Nathaniel. See if they bring him in.
Okay.
Yay. Hi, good
Hello,
morning.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
So, is there anything in particular you'd like to say?
Just the regular, I suppose. Not really.
Okay.
Hey, well, that's okay. The regular is fine. That's good with us, Nathaniel. God bless. Okay. Now, let's see. I think the angels want to come in. They want to start off by giving you a message. Okay. Nathaniel, before I get the message from the angels, I'm just wondering about what you're consuming. If you're eating anything like celery and carrots, cucumbers, different things like that, coffee and tea, they do have like a diuretic effect with them. So I don't know if that's the case, but I was being shown like, you know, foods and beverages that have a diuretic effect, okay, as well as spices. Okay, so are you consuming things like that?
Yeah, that's good, right?
Oh, well, it depends, you know, I mean, of how much you consume, you know. Okay. I mean, if you do it too much, no, you know, if you watch, yes. And like you said, coffee and tea, you know, they could also act like as a diuretic, you know. So just be mindful of what you're, you know, ingesting, okay? And if you, you know, if you do consume coffee or tea, you've got to watch that you don't get overstimulated, of course, with, you know, caffeine, okay?
Oh,
so
okay.
Just wanted you to be mindful. And they're saying, the angels are saying you've got to make sure you're eating healthy and you're getting enough of water. And you're just, you know, you're going back to the basics, rest and relaxation, trying to, you know, create a peaceful state for yourself, getting outside within the environment. Okay. And I'm getting, maybe you need a little bit more balance, in your life, Nathaniel. And, you know, your emotions, I feel your emotions are coming up. You need a little bit more possibly spiritual grounding as well. Okay. And Ginger's going back. She's showing me. She's asking, do you like oolong tea, white tea, you know, green tea, things like that? She's saying they're, you know, they're good for you, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so she's asking about, like I said, you know, like what you're consuming. So just, like, be mindful of that.
All right.
Okay, especially, you know, if you're taking any medication or treatment, always ask, you know, like if there's any, you know, if there's going to be an interaction with maybe, like, something you're consuming. Okay? So I'm just getting, like, different things. And she's saying, like, watch seasonings. Don't be putting too much seasonings on anything. Okay?
Okay.
And just like a balance. She's saying, like, you know, vegetables are good for you, but with them too, you still need like a balance. Okay? So I don't know if you're like, if you're being mindful of really what you're eating, Nathaniel. Okay? So that it will go into your system and really serve you as being like beneficial to your health. Okay?
Okay.
So she said that Daniel needs a little bit of help. Okay. Okay, so with that being said, the angels are very proud of everything you're doing, Nathaniel, and they're going to be with you to make sure, you know, that you stay on track and to give you the support, the love, the guidance that you're needing, okay? And, of course, we have Archangel Raphael with you, our healing angel, and we have Archangel Michael as well to give you the courage you need to go forward. Okay, Nathaniel, I'm still getting there's mother issues. Hey. I'm still getting mother issues, Nathaniel. So I don't know what you're holding on to, hon, but I do feel like there's something in regard to your mom that you're holding on to. Maybe it's not even, you know, like something you're aware of. Okay? So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because I do feel like, the mother issues are sort of like a little bit deeper rooted and they need to be addressed, Nathaniel. Okay? Are you just staying in the present moment? And not going and remembering, like, old memories that might be a little, you know, like, not so, like, a little painful I'm getting, you know? Excuse me. And like you said, Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary are here, Archangel Michael, Jesus. They're all here to try to help you to go forward and stay optimistic and show you how much you are loved, Nathaniel. Okay? So, Barbara, I'd like you to come in and help with the mother issues.
Okay. All right, Nathaniel, we are going to do our dear innates for today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear innate, I forgive my mother for all the things I blame her for.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for all things I blame her for.
Dear Renate, I forgive my mother for all the ways she failed me.
Dear Renate, I forgive my mother for all the ways she's failed me.
Dear Renate, I forgive my mother for being afraid to be my mother.
Dear Renate, I forgive my mother for being afraid to be my mother.
Dear Innate, I release my mother.
Dear Innate, I release my mother.
Take a nice, deep, deep breath. Dear Innate, I release all of the issues in my life that I just can't digest.
Dear Innate, I release all the issues in my life that I just can't digest.
Dear Innate, I accept the issues and I let them go.
Dear Innate, I accept the issues and let them go.
Dear Innate, I break all ties to these issues.
Dear Innate, I break all ties to these issues.
Dear Innate, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Dear Innate, I accept my life exactly how it is.
Dear Innate, I give myself freedom to just let go.
Dear Innate, I give myself freedom to just let go.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear Innate, I welcome change in my life.
Dear Innate, I welcome change in my life.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to be my true self.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to be my true self.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Great.
Wonderful. All right. I think you are done for today. So you've had your your message and your clearing work. So don't forget to have fun and to make music.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Miss Annie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, DC. That's it.
Wow. Well, you know what? I guess we've done our job for yet another day, and that's okay.
Yes.
Really beautiful. I'm getting that people have to really, you know, they've got to watch what they're eating, Barbara. That their diet does matter, you know?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I'm just getting, you know, like people, please, you know, really be aware of what you're putting into your body. You know, and getting back to the basics may seem simple, but it's really important as well.
Wonderful.
You know, and just as important is, you know, like getting enough rest. You know, getting, you know, a good night's sleep is really important too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the angels are just saying you guys have to, you know, be mindful. I'm getting, I've been getting like crazy messages with people in regard to foods and everything. And there's some foods that are even like vegetables and say like maybe like milk or, you know, different things like that that could actually cause inflammation in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Spirit was talking yesterday about like acidic, you know, like acidic vegetables and things. And that, when our, you know, when we put that acidity in our body, our pH level tends to rise, and that's when inflammation comes in. And if we don't take care of it, it could go on further to, you know, to create disease in the body.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just asking people to just like really be mindful. You know what I've been doing, Barbara? I don't know if you do this. Do you ever muscle test doing the sway method?
I do that on occasion. Usually I just
I mean, if people have sensitivities or they're not sure if something is good for them, I mean, all you have to do is hold the item and you invite spirit to be with you. You're the innate spirit there to be in there with you. And you ask, is this good for me? And if you, you know, if you stand, you know, with your feet like shoulder width apart a little bit closer, you will begin to sway forward if something is good for you. If it's bad, you know, you'll sway backward. And a good way to test it, take a roll of paper towels. You shouldn't have any reaction with a roll of paper towels. And that one, you would stay there. You wouldn't sway forward or backward. So I think the sway method is a really great way to see if things are, you know, like good for you or not good for you. Because even vegetables that are organic, they do not mean that they're good for everyone, Barbara.
That's true.
Yeah, so Spirit is just, you know, trying to make us realize, you know, different things. And, I connected with, like, this beautiful person, and she had family members that had, you know, some rather, you know, serious disease. You know, they had diseases. And I think, like I said, you know, to really be mindful of what you're consuming and seeing if it's good for you could be, you know, one of the things to help you to stay a little bit healthier, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so Spirit is just saying, you know, go back to the basics, everyone. If you're having issues, you know, going back to the basics is a great way to, you know, to help yourself to get back on track.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you, GC. That's wonderful advice.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Have a great day, everyone. We're glad that you joined us. And, of course, as always, we look, you know, forward to connecting again this Thursday, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everyone, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.